Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about beyond survival and cultivating happiness in anxious minds. It seems like so often it feels like the negative gets so much more attention than the positive. And I suppose it could be from our human negative bias that we have, our innate desire to protect ourselves and keep ourselves safe and alive, along with keeping our loved ones safe and alive. And we can see this in anxiety. We get stuck in that safety protection, whether it's for ourselves or our loved ones. And of course, that's all good for the species survival. And actually, I thank my ancestors for being well equipped with the negative bias, or I wouldn't be here. But the negative really can get in the way of living a peaceful and productive life if we let it. Unlike our fathers before us, we have different brains. We have a bigger brain these days. We have our prefrontal cortex that can begin to tease out the difference between danger and something that we can handle. We can tease out what that sound is in the forest and if it's dangerous. Yet the more reactive and survival at all costs parts of our brain are still a part of us. They didn't go away. And left in a reactive or the on mode, our lizard brain, the amygdala, can begin to run the show if we get stuck in the on mode of that. Now, we need this part of our brain. This is what can get us out of danger without us thinking about it, without us having to tease something out or consider it and make decisions about it. This is our reactive and survival part of our brain that we need, but we don't need it to be on. Our lizard brain can begin to run the show if we leave it like that. And we get triggered in there with life events, and sometimes we just get stuck there. But that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or that you can never live a different life. So this is something that can happen when we're stuck in the fight or flight freeze reaction. But what if we could look at things on purpose from a more calm and positive point of view? What if we consciously asked questions about our usual reactive responses? Maybe we could begin to live more instead of spending a lot of our time and energy running from fear and imagined catastrophes. I'm really interested in a lot of different parts of psychology and have been for a long time, mostly probably because I was trying to figure my own life out, figure out my own way of getting through my challenges and difficulties. So along with philosophy and different spiritual pursuits, psychology played a big part in how I was looking for answers. And there is a whole scientific study of what makes life worth living, and it's called positive psychology. It's the study of what we are doing when we are not frittering our lives away. Now, it's the study of what we're doing when we're not frittering our lives away. So it's what are we doing when we are living versus frittering. And now, of course, we're not frittering our lives away when we're keeping ourselves safe and sound, but it may be considered frittering when we are running from paper tigers. And that's what we often do when we are stuck in the fear, adrenaline, fear cycle. The idea of an angry boss being equivalent to a saber-toothed tiger on your heels is just not accurate. We may be uncomfortable and even angry with the situation with the boss, and may even have a real fear of loss of status in his eyes. But it is not life or death in reality, the way that our anxious mind will be perceiving it. We know that intellectually, but our deep, ancient lizard brain does not have that understanding. What if we conveyed the messages that we cognitively understand to our lizard brain and lived more often from a place of choosing our actions and responses rather than letting the ancient amygdala run the show day in and day out? Well, Dr. Martin Seligman, the father of positive psychology, stated that they wanted, in his positive psychology world, to, quote, steer psychology away from the darkness and toward the light, end of his quote. And I wondered if positive psychology could help us achieve a new way of being more alive than in fear of being dead or living as if we were already dead. In other words, could positive psychology help keep the anxious out of the wormhole? Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. First, I want to be upfront here where there's no blame when I am talking about the things we are stuck in here. I know that sometimes it could be perceived as being judgmental, but no. We are all doing the best we can with what we have and what we currently understand. It's all we can do. And as Maya Angelou said, quote, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better," end of quote. So there doesn't need to be any judgment as we look for ways to start finding more peace, calm, and happiness. When we know better, we do better. I was sent a lovely book. You know, I have said this to you many times before that I get a lot of books from publishers. And occasionally there are ones that pop out to me and I spend a deep dive with them and spend some of my time with them. And I was sent a lovely book that was written by Jody Wellman, and it's called You Only Die Once. And believe it or not, it's a lighthearted and actually fun to read book with a powerful, positive psychology message. I will put the link in the show notes if you care to explore this further. But one of the takeaways that I got from her book was this thing that she called your ladder of life, where she's trying to get you to have a baseline of where you're at. And I thought that would be a great thing to share with you all, because sometimes we don't take that time to see where we're at. We just think, this is how it is, this is where I am, and keep going. But we don't know, where is this in relation to where I've been, and where is it in relation to where I could be? So the takeaway from her book is this thing called Your Ladder of Life, where she offers a well-being check-in using a ladder in your mind that you can visualize as a way to evaluate where we all are and where it is possible for us to go in our lives. So I want you to do this. I want you to picture a ladder with 10 rungs. And so starting at the bottom with the first rung, this one would be labeled hopeless. And the next one up would be labeled depressed. The next one up would be labeled suffering. And above that would be struggling. Above that would be coping. Above coping would be just okay. Above that would be doing well. Above that would be blooming. The rung above that would be thriving. And the very top rung of the ladder would be prospering. And so we're going to figure we're moving up and down on this ladder different times in our lives, different days even. Hour to hour, we could move from just okay to just coping or struggling even, right? So see if you can get a feel for where you might be. Do you think you're down in these bottom rungs with being hopeless, depressed, suffering? Or could you be in struggling, coping, just okay? Could you be at doing well, blooming, or thriving? And let me know if you are prospering, because that's awesome. But we're going to go up and down on these rungs. And it's a wonderful practice, I believe, to check in now and then and see where you might be. Where are you today? And where do you think you usually are? You know, often we could be having a bad day and you could be right down there with suffering or depressed. Maybe you're even down at hopeless, but maybe you don't live there, right? So figure out where you might be today, and figure out where you might be on the usual daily basis. And when you figure that out, you could say, okay, this is where I'm standing right now. And then another practice would be to actually think of those rungs again. And on which rung do you think you will stand about 5 years from now? Now, this is something we don't often do. Where am I going to be emotionally in my positive psychology, in my happiness level 5 years from now? Am I going to be down in hopeless, depressed, and suffering? Or struggling, coping, and just okay? Or will I be doing well, blooming, and thriving? And hopefully we're all shooting for prospering. Why not picture ourselves at the top of the ladder? Why not shoot for that? With positive psychology, it's believed that happiness is a talent that we work on, not an inborn trait. And I think a lot of people get tripped up here because we think we're never going to get ahead or we're never going to get to the top of this happiness ladder because we had maybe parents that were depressed or struggling or worse, right? But the reality is that's only part of the equation, our genes. We don't have to stay there. They did the best they could with what they had and what they knew. And the good news is that this is not an inborn trait, that happiness is a talent. It is something we can work on. In her book, Wellman writes that researchers have demonstrated that it is possible to take purposeful steps to get and stay happier. No need to blame our distress on our genes. It turns out that our intentional actions to boost our happiness and well-being have monumental effects on our satisfaction with life. We are really in the driver's seat. We can work through the inertia and the fear that, as Wellman says, quote, prohibits living with a capital L. And that's what I think is a great thing for us to be striving for, to be living with a capital L. We don't have to take our current situation as the place we're going to be 5 years from now. And each and every little directional change that we make toward the positive, toward moving that needle to where we want to be at prospering and thriving and blooming, those small steps over the years will be taking us to a totally different place. We can do this. We're in the driver's seat. As we used to say when I was working with eating disordered clients, the saying was, genetics loaded the gun, but the environment pulled the trigger. So what is your environment? Maybe you were born with a leaning toward depression or a leaning toward being anxious. Most of the people that I work with, and I include myself in here, I do lean toward that more neurotic side of life where I tend to care a little bit more, maybe overcaring. I tend to have more worry, but that doesn't mean that I cannot change things in my life. Maybe I came into the world with that kind of predisposition, but that is only my genes loading the gun. My environment and how I respond to life now is what pulls the trigger and decides what's going on with me. So today, let's take a break from what we know is wrong and even where we might be on the ladder of life and to look at where we want to be, remembering that we are able, with even very small steps, to move towards, as Wellman says, living like we mean it. I look forward to sharing more about positive psychology and how we can keep moving the needle of our lives in the direction of more peace and calm. I hope that today's show was helpful. And if you want to hang out on Facebook with more like-minded people trying to move the needle into the direction of more peace and calm, join us in the ACP Group Coaching Membership. I'd love to see you in there. And the link to that book I referred to today will be in the show notes. And now for today's quote. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because the world needs people who have come alive. And that's from Howard Thurman. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.